Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, which is one of the country's leading animal charities, has called for a ban on horse-drawn carriages in major urban areas, and also a ban on sulkies in public roads, because they say really modern cities, they just aren't a place for horses. We're also talking today about another video that's emerged of really sulky racing, quite dangerous sulky racing that seems to have been recorded on a Dublin motorway recently. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. Abby, you've been listening to the programme today. You got in touch about the horse-drawn carriages. What point did you want to make?
Yeah, I'm a resident in Dublin City Centre, and I think the fact that in 2026 we're still allowing horse-drawn carriages to wheel tourists around the city, it's extremely wrong. There's nothing that really points to Dublin as a horse-drawn carriage city other than the Dubliners and this Victorian idea we have of the city. But it's 2026. You've got e-scooters whizzing down Dame Street, electric bikes. You've got a massive increase in tourist numbers. And horses have to navigate all of that through the city centre. Also, on top of that, in Temple Bar, you have a queue of horse-drawn carriages waiting alongside the St. John and Gogarty's pub. And they're up there till midnight, till 1 or 2 in the morning. So the drivers of these carriages don't seem to mind that the horses have to sit alongside really loud pubs. You've got drunk tourists taking photos, trying to touch the horses. And then they're waiting alongside all that noise, bright lights, people. It's quite disgraceful that we just go along with it. We see it daily in Dublin.
And what about the fact, though, I suppose, I mean, there's nothing to say. I mean, I don't in any way doubt how well, you know, a lot of the horses and horse-drawn carriages are you know, being looked after and all of that. But, I mean, we kind of have horse-drawn carriages in most European cities, don't we, by way of a tourist attraction.
But why is it still a tourist attraction now? Like, why do we expect that it's okay in this day and age to jump on a tourist? A horse-drawn carriage is going to wheel you from the Guinness Storehouse to Temple Bar. And we don't really know where the horses are going back to. A lot of the drivers are under 18. The Dublin City Council have reported that under the Act of Control of Horses, Act of 1996, they have some rights and laws that can look into the neglected horses.
There is age profiles.
That was written in 1996. I mean, that's 20 years ago. How much traffic has increased?
So you
motorized, pedestrianized traffic, everything's increased since that. So why should we allow horses to continue to have to navigate through that? It's unnecessary and it's cruel.
But if we have the regulations around it, and if you know, obviously nothing to say that the owners aren't adhering to the animal welfare standards, is there anything wrong with it if they're being well looked after?
Well, we don't know they're being well looked after, seems like we've grown out of this. Why is it seen as something that's quintessentially a Dublin attraction to go on a horse-drawn carriage? Like, everyone's been in the centre of Dublin and seen the massive amount of traffic. Why should a horse have to go through that anymore? It's unnecessary.
We seem to have them, I think, I'm not going to say in every, but in a lot of our kind of major cities, don't we, across the country. 087 1400 106 is the number. Abby, stay with us for a moment. Martina Kenny is with me on the line today. Martina is the co-founder of My Lovely Horse. Because, Martina, I did mention just at the very outset, first of all, another video. And, you know, I say another video because there was also a separate video last week of footage that emerged online and social media of, I mean, effectively kind of sulky racing along some of the main thoroughfares or main motorways. I think in the most recent incident, it's alleged to have happened in Dublin, and I understand it's been reported to the Gardaí, who are investigating. But is it now time, like the NSPCA are calling for, to have a ban on sulkies on public roads?
Yeah, I think so. It's dangerous. We've seen videos where they are literally pounding the roads with many cars behind, screaming, shouting, and we've seen them going against traffic as well. So we're literally just waiting for somebody to die, and that's not good.
So you support this call, do you, then, from the NSPCA?
Yeah, I can say a ban on the sulky racing, yes. Not necessarily on the carriage, on the horse-drawn carriages in Dublin. Now, I will agree with a lot that other lady just said there. You know, the queuing outside late at night at St. John Gorgatee in Temple Bar, it's rotten. It's wrong. I do know for definite there are about only 14 decent carriage horse drivers that have looked after their horses for many years. I do know that they have, you know...
How do you know that?
Because we know them, because okay. We've been to the Dáil with them, and what we're trying to do, and they want legislation, they want checks on the horses, checks on the carriages, yeah. And we've asked for a clear license plates put on each of those carriages. Right now you'd have about 40 carriages out there, probably more coming to the summer now, where there's kids driving them, they're held together with bits of cable tie. Yeah. I mean, it's disgraceful.
So you think, so you don't mind having them as long as there is, as there, you know, there's kind of strict rules and regulations that are there, and obviously that the animal welfare is to the top of that list too.
You said it yourself. Many other tourists, many other countries do have it, but they look after it and they have it run very well, and we need to do the same.
Deirdre Heaney is a Fianna Fáil councillor in Clontarf in Dublin and chairperson of the Dublin City Council Animal Welfare Oversight Committee. Why don't we have these rules and why aren't they enforced, Deirdre?
Hi. Yeah, unfortunately, due to what we refer to as a lacuna in the law, Dublin City Council doesn't have any authority to draft our own horse-drawn carriages for hire or award bylaws, which has led to the situation that pertains today, whereby there is no regulation of horse-drawn carriages in our city. I have asked on several occasions several ministers, including the current minister, to please bring this piece of legislation forward. It's a small piece of legislation to address the problem that we currently have in the city.
So sorry, just Martina, to cut across you, Deirdre, for a moment. So I can go out today, are you telling me that I can go out, I can get a horse-drawn carriage, I can get a horse and I can start operating here as a nixer outside the office myself?
Well, if you at the moment, people who are working in the horse-drawn carriage industry for hire or award, there is no regulation of those people.
So anyone can do
it? Well, there's no regulation in the city. You know, there are a couple of people that I'm aware of who are insured. So it's people who are in the industry, as Martina mentioned, who want regulation as well. Unfortunately, that is not the case. But can I just say as well that there is a piece of legislation, which is the Animal Health and Welfare Act 2014. It's a really, really good piece of legislation. And there is a lot in that legislation that can be enforced by An Garda Síochána and by Dublin City Council animal welfare officers or wardens, as they're referred to. We need to make sure that while we're waiting, and I'm not happy that we have to wait for the regulations to be introduced, but while we're waiting, we need to make sure that An Garda Síochána enforce the Road Traffic Act and the Animal Health and Welfare Act in our city. The legislation is there, not the one to regulate the hire or award, but we still do have very good legislation there.
So we have wardens who can check on that can do on spot checks, can they, on the welfare of the horses and the quality of the carriages.
Well, the quality of the carriages is down to the Gardaí, and that's where we need, I suppose, the regulation around horse-drawn carriages for hire award. But I mean, you know, there is Road Traffic Act there about breaches of road traffic legislation. Mm. You regularly see people driving around the city at night in the dark with no lighting. Really, really dangerous. And I suppose what I'm concerned about is that something is going to happen and we're all going to be very upset about it. There will be a fatality. There are very young people driving horse-drawn carriages around our city.
Yeah.
They're having great fun, and I'm not a killjoy, but, you know, animals do matter. And so do humans, including the youngsters who are driving the horse.
And the passengers that they're likely taking money from, you know, as well, in the back of the carriage. Katrina Lowry from the Hilltop Animal Sanctuary is just with us here as well. Katrina, I presume you too are calling for this ban to be enforced.
I have to say I agree with everything the ladies there have outlined, including, I didn't get the name of this first speaker, where she said, Abby, it's really hard to see horses outside loud pubs and you know, venues and people coming up to them, pulling them. Like, at the end of the day, most horses want to be in a stable at nighttime or a paddock and have access to water and feed. And, you know, in the absence of the law being enforced, and we have the laws that can be there at the moment, the Animal Health and Welfare Act, but in the absence of them being enforced, can I say to people, as a consumer using these services, look at the horse, look at the carriage. Is there water available to that horse, especially on days like this when it's hot? What does the carriage look like? Don't use the services of somebody who's not taking care of their animal. That's where the power comes back to us. You know, unfortunately, we can ring all the numbers, the welfare lines and the wardens and all that, but sometimes they don't turn up, or they can't turn up, or they're not available. You know, and so it's something I'm really passionate about.
Yeah, I can hear it in you, and I can understand.
I'm just asking people, and like Abby said, sometimes if you want to go around the corner, or you want to go to Stephen's Green, wherever, I don't live in Dublin, so I'm just pulling names out of my head. Just bloody walk. You know what I mean? If the horse doesn't look well, if the horse looks dehydrated, don't put the horse under the back of the carriage.
No, it's a fair point. It's a fair point, Katrina. We'll have to leave it there for the moment. Katrina Lowry, Deirdre Heaney, Martina Kenny, Albie, thanks a million for getting in touch, talking about animal welfare charities calling for horse-drawn carriages and sulkies and public roads to be banned in cities across the country.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.